It's John Hodgson, and I'm talking to Naomi, who runs the Meow Cafe on Water Street in Todmorden. Now, I was just saying that I'd been intrigued by this when it opened up, thinking it was a therapeutic cafe with cats strewn around the place for you to stroke, but it isn't that. It has a mission, nonetheless, and I'd like to, if Naomi could just have a chat and tell us all about it, please.
I come from a long line of cat rescues. My mum did cat rescue from the age of 3 years old when I was a little one, and lots of my childhood memories are going out to rescue cats, feed stray cats, homing cats, doing home checks. Later on through my career, I've been a lawyer. I've had other businesses as well. I'm still a lawyer now, actually still a practicing lawyer. And my brother started a cat sanctuary about 6 or 7 years ago. He retired from business. He'd worked very, very hard, retired early, and decided he wanted to take in stray cats. We now have a sanctuary over in Ireland called Oakfield Cat Sanctuary, and we have 64 permanent residents over there, and they will live out their days in 4 acres of comfort.
64,
ironically next to a fishery as well, which is hilarious.
Meals on wheels.
But the vet bills and the food bills are absolutely huge for the sanctuary. I'm very fortunate in that the law firm has done well, and it's allowed me to take on charitable endeavours. And one of the things I wanted to do was start a cafe to raise money for the cats, and also probably to indulge my sort of fantasy of running a cafe and selling nice cakes and being a hub for the community as well, yeah. And getting to know lots of people. So we made the decision to open Meow, and we looked around for suitable premises, and we came across premises in a lovely place in Todmorden, which we really like, next to the canal, and it seemed the perfect place. We started to do it up. One of the first things we did was we got married, and we had our wedding reception here before we opened up.
Congratulations.
And then we actually opened Meow in March of this year, so we've been open a few months now and have been fantastically busy, really lucky. We have lovely customers coming in. We have lots of regulars. We know them by name. We have everyone's loyalty cards on the wall. And I think everybody likes the fact that it is a charitable cafe. Every single penny of profit that we make in Meow goes to the sanctuary and to the rescue. I've also run a rescue called Bluebell Cat Rescue. And we did lots of rehoming up until now. We're now moving into, we do triage. So we take cats in that are very poorly or neglected, or it could be day old kittens. We hand rear them, we get them back to health. And they either then go back to the rescue that's sent them to us. For example, we did a litter for Cats Protection. Or it might be that we rehome them ourselves. So we've done that as well. And obviously the money from the cafe here also supports the sanctuary, pays for the vet bills and the food. I'm very lucky in that I can work here for free, so I don't take a penny out of the cafe at all. Every single penny of profit, you know, that goes to the cats. So when you come in and have your cappuccino or your hot chocolate cat,
yes, or your slice of
cato, you know exactly where the funds are going, right. And everything on our lunch menu is actually named after a rescue cat. So for example, if you come in for the falafel platter, that's named after Maximus. He's a tabby who was found in a box at the side of the road at 7 weeks old. We have Wednesday and Pugsley, who were handed into rescue because they had medical problems, and they are now an Italian cheese toastie and a mustard and pickle tasty. And they actually live with us. They stayed with us. We tend as a couple to keep the ones that can't be homed, so that have got permanent medical problems.
But you've got quite a lot of those.
We've got 18. And throughout the years that I've been doing rescue and I've been looking after cats, I've taken on quite a lot of veterinary knowledge. I've paid attention at the veterinary examinations, asked the vets to teach me basic examinations and basic health care, so I'm pretty knowledgeable on that as well. I have my own med kit that I take around with me, have my own scanner for checking microchips, and I'm also a qualified and insured microchipper as well. So
how do you actually get these cats then? You say you found one on the side of the road.
They all sort of come by all different methods, really. It can be anything. It could be any method of people getting them to us. It could be that somebody messages the page and says they found a cat. It could be that one of the other rescues is full and they ask that we have space. We've literally had cats turn up at the sanctuary. They're just, because once they know there are ferals there, other ferals seem to be attracted to the community.
Of course they will, yes.
So that tends to happen, although we are, I stress, full at Oakfield. Please don't send us
any more.
Right. Some of the ones we've got at rescue at the moment, we've got a beautiful white cat who turned up in somebody's shed. Had a kitten with her already and was pregnant with another litter. So she's presently in foster care and the kittens have all been reserved. It can be any number. It can be sometimes, unfortunately, tenants move out, dump cats behind, and we have to go in and sort the cats out. And unfortunately, sometimes we do get called in on neglect or hoarding cases.
Right.
And we worked in particular with a very serious hoarding case at the start of last year, where there were 24 cats in a very small house, all with different health problems, right, spreading diseases between them. The vet bill was nearly £3,000, and it took one cat in particular, Samson, who our Sunday breakfast special is now named after. He took about 9 months and about £800 to get him fixed. He came in with every infection you would ever expect to see on a blood test.
And you had to pay for all that?
We had to pay for all that. So it's a case of, my savings are gone, I confess.
Well, that's a lot of cups of coffee, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a lot of cups of coffee. And mostly we funded all the vet bills ourselves. And, you know, when law was very, very buoyant and the money was coming in, it was great. But law is not the same anymore.
No.
Thanks to the government, but that's a whole other conversation. So yeah, the savings had gone, so that was the reason for me out. Mm. You know, we can't keep funding this, unfortunately. We're going to have to get a business behind it.
Yes.
And I just think people love it. And I love that we have such diversity of customers.
Yes.
And we will go out of our way to make you comfortable, make sure that you're happy. If you have any special needs or issues, for example, we held a little birthday tea for an autistic child. Very severely autistic, didn't like a lot of noise, so we made sure we had a nice quiet corner, kept everything to one side.
Right.
And we love it, and our customers are from 2 to 102, and it is fantastic.
That's
and
wonderful.
They get to know us all by name, and we know them by name, and
that's great.
We just love it. It's brilliant. Best thing I've ever done. Being a lawyer was great, it was exciting, but it's nothing like being at Meow. It's just fun every day. It's lovely.
Right. So like your cats, you've fallen on your feet in a way.
I have definitely. It's definitely the perfect place for me to have ended up. It's meowvelous.
I have to explain to our listeners who obviously can't see what I can
I'm
see.
I'm wearing a pair of ears.
She's wearing it. And very fetching they are too. Now, I'm a sucker for cake. And when I came in here, I was blown away by your selection. Is this another side to the business? Would you like to talk about that? Or
the cakes are absolutely fantastic. Our baker Zoe is an incredible baker. The cakes are very fancy. And one of the things we wanted to do, there is nothing really in the Todmorden Hebden Bridge area. This is just purely about indulgence.
Right.
There are lots of places where you can go and get a nice basic cake and a cup of tea. And we tend to be on the healthy side, I think, over this side.
Right.
There's lots of like oats and that kind of thing. And we wanted to be sugar. We want to be colour.
I can tell everybody you've succeeded.
One of our best sellers is a salted caramel cake, which is a caramel sponge with a caramel buttercream, lotus caramel biscuits, popcorn and caramel sauce on top. We have another one that's a blackberry one that's beautiful, made with all fresh fruits. So we try, if the fruits are in season, try and do those, and they're just, and we're also known for very big slices.
Yes, I've noticed.
No, we don't do mini slices of cake at Meow. When you go out for tea and cake, you want a big
you
piece
want the
of
cake.
Cake.
Yes, never mind the tea, let's have the cake.
No, you do want a teeny weeny piece of cake. So no, we believe in big pieces.
And do you make them for celebrations? Are they made
we
to order?
We do. We also do cakes to order. We can do anything you like. We've just done a fabulous birthday cake for a customer this week for her daughter. Anything you want. We have 35 different flavours, and our baker also does wedding cakes to order. So if anybody wants those, we can put you directly in touch with Zoe.
And profits to the cats again?
Profits, every single penny goes to the cats.
Right.
We also try to bring in new ranges, and we try to support small producers. We've just taken in a range from a company called Gribbin & Bear, who is a lady I know from my lawyer days, she's also ex-lawyer. And she's a producer who's on a small scale, does preserves and jams and chutneys. You can come in and buy boxes of chocolates. You can buy cat-themed items. And every penny from everything. We even have cruelty-free and vegan beauty. We have Kate, the manageress, runs a company called Beauty, so we stock that as well. And we like to stock things at a reasonable price. So you won't find anything too expensive at Meow. You can come in and buy, have a piece of cake, cup of tea, have a browse, and you can get a gift from 80 pence up to 10 pounds. So we're not the huge, you know, we're not the hugely expensive end of the scale.
No.
Nice affordable treats that you can come in to cheer yourself up or buy for a friend for a birthday.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, when I tried to contact you, I got your phone number, thank you for that, and you said you're on Facebook. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want any of these products?
Yeah.
Besides coming in and having a cake.
Oh, you definitely have to come in and have cake. It's just, you know, and you have to come in and see the decor because there's cats all over the place.
Absolutely.
And we also were happy to give out information. We have all the cats protection guides, and a lot of people just come in to chat to me and say, can you tell me about worming or fleeing or what the best products are?
Right.
But if you want to get in touch with us, you can either email us at bluebellcatrescue@gmail.com, or the best way to get in touch with the cafe directly is on Facebook. If you just search for Meow Cafe Todd, and it will come up, it'll be a little logo of Betty in a teacup. Betty is the original Bluebell cat.
All right. Yeah.
And you can just send us a message. Just come and see us. Come and see us, sit down, have a chat, have a cup of tea and a piece of cake and come say hello.
Well, I can certainly recommend that. Thanks. That's been marvellous, Neil.
Oh, my
absolutely
pleasure,
wonderful.
My pleasure.
So I'm sure our listeners will have been intrigued by that. Thanks ever so much.
I hope to see them soon.
Right, bye.